Good afternoon, Craig.
Good afternoon.
All right, so this monomyth theory was popularized by Joseph Campbell. So could you help us understand this hero's journey, is what it's like more famously called, in a little more depth?
Yeah, so basically Campbell read and analyzed hundreds and hundreds of folk tales, fairy tales, stories, myths, and legends from around the world, and basically noticed a bit of a pattern in terms of the story arcs, as we call them, so the shape of the story, and this idea of the quest or a hero's journey, as it's become called elsewhere, where someone basically goes on a journey to achieve something or find something out. Throughout the journey, of course, they come into contact with hurdles, obstacles, as well as people and helpers, and supernatural aids is one of the characters he calls, to kind of help them across their journey. And so by the end of the journey, they've kind of learned something about themselves or the world through undertaking this physical journey often.
And does this concept of a hero's journey offer any insight into, say, modern culture?
I think so. I mean, on various levels, I think we're in a society where we're always aware of and even encouraged to talk about the journey that we're on, or where we're going, what is happening to us, what's holding us back, where do we want to go next, all the, you know, from things like self-help books and like therapeutic turn, all the way through to reality TV and those shows that really focus on, you know, what is happening to someone. So it's not just someone who's learning to be a chef, but it's about all that comes with that. What emotional journey do they go on through learning to be a chef? Or all those reality TV things where they put people in extraordinary circumstances. What are they learning about themselves? What are they learning about the world? So I think this idea of a journey, going on a journey, is really central to the way that we're living at the minute.
And could we consider religious texts, like, say, the journey of Christ or Buddha or Moses, as examples of monomyths?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, ironically, you could argue that the biggest story or the most famous story ever written is the Bible, which, you know, has all of this embedded in there.
Yeah.
And look, Campbell did, of course, talk about religion and those kinds of texts, analyze the journeys they're going on. So I think that is certainly there. Now, whether or not people want to identify with that is obviously up to the person. I certainly wouldn't. But the point is that, yes, it's all about using stories, using journeys, transformational journeys often, to try and make sense of life and the world. So things kind of make sense so that we're not just free-floating and haven't got something to tether ourselves to.
Yeah, definitely. I think of the theory of structuralism. I'm sure it certainly informs parts of narrative storytelling. So I think of stuff like Jacques Derrida's work on deconstruction, or maybe Levi Strauss's myth themes and narratemes. So how can we deconstruct, or I guess break down, these journey plot points into smaller myth themes and archetypes?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And of course, people have kind of talked about structuralism theoretically around this kind of work. We've also got kind of post-structuralism, so people who argue against these kinds of models, because often they are perceived as imposed models that try and structure life and try and give maybe ideological ways of being. However, it's really important to note that, you know, the study that came out of Campbell's work, although obviously he was interpreting it in his own way, came out of patterns that already existed in all these stories that existed way before arguably theory came along. But you're right, it's kind of, people have taken it on in different ways. People even talk about things like hero's journey. What is the heroine's journey? What is the female version of the journey?
Mm-hmm.
What is an Asian person's experience of the journey? So people are looking at different versions of. But I do think that underneath all of them, there is this kernel of movement. It's about forward motion, both physically and emotionally. And I do think we can certainly deconstruct and problematize, but I still think within them, there is this sense of, even as human beings, we're always experiencing things and moving forward and reflecting. And that's what this is all about, really.
Yeah, are we drawn to this similar story? Because I've seen it before, like through, you know, Luke Skywalker being called into a journey by Obi-Wan to defeat his inner demons, as represented by Darth Vader with the help of his friends. Then it's like Frodo and Gandalf, Harry Potter and the Herald being the owl, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what are the three different stages? Because I read online about the three stages of that. Could you, like, explain those three stages a bit more in depth?
Yeah, well, there are three broad stages: beginning, middle, end. Some people say act one, act two, act three. Some people say problem, exploration, then resolution. And it's the idea that the first bit is you're living in a kind of a normal world, whatever that might be. You're lured into some kind of new world or a special world, or you're given a challenge and you struggle, but then ideally you accept and take up that challenge. That's kind of the first bit. Second stage is you experience, go through the quest to try and get what it is that you're trying to get, or answer whatever you're trying to answer. And of course, it's not plain sailing. There's obstacles, hurdles, challenges, both physical physically and emotionally. So that's the thrust of the middle section. And then the third one is resolution, which is you kind of go back to the original world, you take all the lessons that you've learned, you reflect on what's happened, and you return to the fold, as it were. So yeah, you kind of go through this story arc. And within that, there are many, many things that happen. Campbell notes 17 stages within the three parts. Christopher Vogler, who popularized this further with his book on screenwriting and the hero's journey, he has 12 stages within the three parts. So there are specific things that happen within them, but broadly you've got the something which comes from Aristotle, really, which is pity, fear, and catharsis, beginning, middle, end.
Yeah, definitely. You mentioned like philosophy, right? So can the concepts of monomyths be, I guess, a metaphor for our own personal growth and, I guess, psychological or spiritual development?
Yeah, absolutely. I think people have written about this in terms of spirituality or personal growth. I did an interview for a podcast a while ago about one of these American coach self-help inspirational leadership type of platforms, and it was all about applying the same things. And I guess in a way, some of this kind of works very well if you look at it from hindsight. So if you look at your life, you might be able to identify the three stages or the 17 points, but often you can't do that as it's happening. You do it at the end. In films, obviously, it's all planned so that when you watch it, it's happening right there and then, but it's all planned. I guess in life coaching and that kind of area, it's recognizing what might happen, so it's kind of, I guess, structuring in advance things. You know, you might be stuck at the ordinary world, there's a problem, you can't quite work out how to get through it. Maybe the spiritual or life coach comes in and starts giving you mentoring, and then they might use the rest of the model to map things you might do to get through whatever it is that you're experiencing, whether it's a personal hurdle or a workplace hurdle or something like that.
Definitely. Hey, thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay, I hope it's been useful.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much again.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.